with the stiff leg.
Your leg is gonna move. So I'm trying to do the movement properly. And he's gonna double move. Did he hit?
You only have 20 feet of movement, don't you?
Oh, crap. You're right. Shit. I always forget the dwarves.
So yeah,
you in the speed race. So you're gonna go here.
Yeah, so he's sounds good.
Gonna, right here, double move. Weaving and panting, like you just see this tiny dwarf.
Tiny dwarf Damn. With weird teeth.
Not a cardio on one day. And he's like, all right, guys, you got this, right? And what can I do to help?
All right, Astrid is still asleep. Good God, Astrid, poor character.
Just gurgling, wet snores.
So this the Quasit is going to.
I was really hoping the dwarf, which is like from the other room, comes up right to me, whack, kicks it right in the face. Wake up! No time for sleeping. That'd be so good.
Shove the good bear in your mouth. It's time to be awake. Here's your little breakfast.
All right.
Wakey. Good berries and eggies.
So the Quasit is going to, you guessed it, turn invisible.
Hooker.
It's.
I always feel like somebody's watching me. All right.
Suzette.
Move action, like, kind of like jab her ribs with her foot, jab the ribs of Astrid with her foot, and then ready action, throw powder if something invisible. Actually, no. Ready action if something attacks her, stab from where she got attacked from with her rapier.
All right.
So it's just kind of like my move action is kind of just like a minor like boot to the face or boot to the ribs. Sorry. Mm-hmm. Boot to the head. Boot to the head.
All right.
So I've now moved over to green tea with vodka.
Huh.
Fuck.
Deliciousness.
Dead life and Regis, what do you do? Dead life and Regis, what do you do? Sorry, wrong character. Damn it. Dead life and Biffle. Fuck you.
Astrid awake now?
Yes, she is.
Okay, good. Because otherwise I was going to do that.
I forgot to mention, yes, she is awake.
Okay, I wasn't sure if that's to you or not. Alright, well, I'm going to reload my crossbow and ready in action to shoot another bolt. Whereas, Regis going to ready in action to attack.
Sounds good. Divlik
is going to try to find this goddamn bastard, and he is going to roll. Actually, he's going to take some powder that he has in his equipment, and he's going to do 1, 2, 3, 4.
Powder bodies.
Yes.
Do you need the stats for powder?
Yes, actually.
In which square are you? Because you're between two squares right now.
Sorry, I'm here.
Thing with powder is you can either throw it on the ground. If you put it on the ground, you can cover a wider area, but since this is airborne, throwing a bag of powder into a square is an attack against AC5 and momentarily reveals whether an invisible creature is there. That's all it does. So unfortunately, you only get to clear a 5-foot square with it.
So Devlet is going to throw it in the square in front of him. So right this here.
Okay. Well, remind me which square? Sorry, I was looking at my other...
You can throw it in the air, particularly, or...?
He can toss it in the air. He can toss it on the ground.
It's just a 5-foot... It's 5 feet by 5 feet, unfortunately. So you don't get to cover, like, a huge area. You only get to cover, like, 1 5-foot by 5-foot square.
5-foot by 5-foot by 5-foot.
You know what? Yes. Screw it. They're, like, just going to go upwards. He's assuming there's something important here. So that stops here. Actually, that's the movement, right? So, hold up. I was here originally. So that's a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yeah.
6.
Yep.
7, 8. So he's stopping here, two movement actions. Sounds good. So you stop in front of the triangle.
Where you are, it is exceptionally cold. You're having, if you stay there too long, you feel as though you'd start having trouble, and you're seeing a bubbling orange liquid inside of that triangle area. I'm going to say knowledge history. Would it be history? Either history or arcana, whichever is the better one for you.
I think it's going to be arcana. Let me confirm that for you.
Your nips are extra hard right now.
Because I'm training arcana.
Okay.
Eight. On knowledge arcana.
You just identify that there is a lot of swirling magic, very, very bad, yes. Evil shit.
Who's laughing at you?
It's my so basically, if you must know, the best friend of my girlfriend basically mistyped and said, "Oh ho," instead of "Oh no, sorry." And then because of the mistype, I asked my girlfriend, "Can I write?" So I'm a ho now, winky face. She said yes. I put that, and then she's like, "Well, I'm gonna confirm that he's my ho, right?"
So, oh god!
And everybody's like, "Oh wow!" And then like, we were looking for a gif that properly demonstrated that I was a ho now, apparently. And the one that she picked is, "I am the princess of Thoughtland and Thoughtlandia." So yeah, now I'm a ho. Long story short.
Well then,
you're the best ho.
Anyways, so yeah,
Devonite, it's no longer good berries, it's ho berries.
Devonite is the pimp of his player, okay? Listen, it's quite simple. He pimps out the good berries, he gets his hoes, that's how the farming works. Anyways, so Devonite knows this stuff is evil, he's like, "Yo, Detlef, I think this is more your area of expertise. If you could come over and check, it would be quite appreciated."
Oh, well, we still have a demon to kill.
I mean, she's probably gonna get close to us if we get close to that. That's my assumption.
All right, so that was definitely extern. Ishii.
Yep.
Ishii.
Oh, okay. I didn't recognize that as a language. Sorry. Ishii.
Astrid.
Okay.
Astrid, is it possible for you to cast your light spell or of some sort on some powder to light it up?
I could try casting it on the bag and maybe it'll affect everything inside, but I've never tried that before.
The
glowing powder, explain, that's a new kind of drug.
Please explain your thought process here.
When something goes invisible, objects on it may go invisible, but sources of light don't.
That's true. No, I remember, if you're invisible with a torch, the torch still makes light.
So the source of the torch is invisible, but it's still casting light, and so you can follow the torch along by where the light is.
Nice.
Genius.
Nice.
And that's how glitter dust works.
Uh-huh. All right. That's really good.
Okay, so my character, as a move action, stands up. And because she's on the ground, it wouldn't take much to just clench her fist on her pole arm.
Yeah, yeah.
She just stands up with it. And she's like, "Okay, give me your sack of powder."
It's my powder.
Oh, I just
realized he's something. Talking about Astrid's sack of powder.
Okay. I don't have a sack of powder.
Sorry, Suzette. My god.
My character's looking at Suzette with her hand out saying, "Give me your sack of powder."
Wait, like my powder.
Two of you are eating Cheetos.
Oh god, I got Cheeto powder on my nose.
Oh god.
Wait, Astrid,
Cheeto Bros. Woo!
Actually, I just tell her to hold it out for me, and then I'll cast a light on it.
All right. Okay. Well, I mean, her hand's pretty much like this. Or like, she's got a rapier in one hand, powder like that, so you can kind of like just boop the powder.
I cast a spell and I touch it. There we go.
Sounds good.
Okay, glowing powder now.
The Quasit will so many GM layer, token layer, GM layer, token layer, GM layer, token layer.
App layer.
I think the who here looks the worst HP wise? I know Devlock almost didn't get hit. The Eidolon had a fair amount of damage, but did get healed up.
I've taken late. Two.
How's the Eidolon right now, Remy?
Still almost at half HP.
So he's almost bloodied?
He's almost bloodied.
So essentially he's the only one right now that looks to be hurt, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Alright. So this is almost guaranteed. Yeah. Does a 21 hit your flat-footed AC on your Eidolon?
Yeah.
Alright. Token layer. So that will be 2 points of damage as you see a tiny dagger fly through the air, hit the Eidolon, and just graze him as it returns immediately to Aurelium's, to the Quasit's hand.
I can see Dan's going to be like, I fucking want that.
He's like, I'm going to yoink that. But it's a small creature, so it probably wouldn't work.
Tiny.
Oh, God, yeah.
It's the dagger of returning. Who cares?
Yeah, you can't even wield that.
Yeah, it's like throwing a toothpick. Who cares?
You can't. You physically... In Pathfinder, a light one-handed weapon... You literally a medium character physically can't wield a light one-handed small weapon for some reason. It's just like it's an improvised weapon automatically because it's like, oh, I'm going to throw this toothpick at people.
So imagine now if it was tiny.
Yeah, it's a literal toothpick at this point.
And by the way, if you look at you guys are now looking at the Quasit, its wounds seem to have fully healed.
Yes.
So, Suzette, what do you do?
Okay, this pool of water in front of me.
Yeah. It is a pool of water with the center is skulls that are on wooden pikes.
How high up in the air is this Quasit?
She right now, she maintains a solid 15 feet in the air.
How high are the skulls and the spikes and things?
I would say maybe 5 feet.
So the skulls give me elevation. So if I was to jump on the skulls, run across them, and then jump and try and stab in the air, I would be at a better chance of hitting it?
Yes, but right now she's 15 feet away from the nearest skulls. And if we're looking even with triangles and everything, she'd probably be more like 20 feet away.
Okay, so then do I have a better chance of hitting her if I run up the stairs?
Yes.
All right, well, give me a second. I'm just going to see general... Okay, I can make it there-ish, even if it's like 20 and then... ish?
One thing that's fun and that I do want to tell you guys, tiny creatures do not have attacks of opportunity because they have a reach of zero.
Oh, yeah, I'm just trying to figure out, because is this water pool shallow or not?
Damn it, they don't say.
Put your foot in, find out.
It's a large pool. They don't specifically say. I'm going to say it's probably a 5 foot deep pool.
So, DM, I want you to tell me then, am I able to make it up the stairs and stab it, or can I not in this turn?
That's 5, 10, 15, 20, 25. Yes, you're able to.
Cool.
Because you have 30 feet of movement, but you're not going through the pool. You actually have enough movement if you just run alongside it, and if Regis lets you move through his square, so you can roll to hit.
No, he's
not. I will not try and hit it with my rapier.
Yeah, you're going to...
I'm going to dump the powder on it.
Nice.
And so the glowing...
High as fuck.
Would that count as a touch attack? Or?
It is specifically. I think I linked it to you directly in Discord, but it is a AC 5. Throwing a bag of powder into a square is an attack against AC 5 and momentarily reveals whether an invisible creature is there.
Yeah. Okay, so I know you're going to hit an AC 5, clearly, so you don't even need to roll.
Well, in theory. I don't know an application.
Well, yeah, in case you roll a natural one.
Don't roll the one.
I don't even know if it's Dex or just BAB, because...
No, it would be Dex and BAB.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, so then it would be at plus six. So as long as I don't roll one, then I'll just do a roll of 1d20. I won't add the modifiers.
When I looked online about this encounter, because it is bitchy, that is not one of the solutions that came up. It really isn't.
Well, it's literally an item. Like, I don't know if I think I linked it already, but powder is one of the most common ways for, like, non-magical people to fight invisible creatures.
Yeah, but for light to be cast on the powder so that it maintains the illumination while the...
How long does light last?
A while. Let me see. I have it right here. 10 minutes per level.
So we now have a glowing closet for the next 20 minutes, unless it washes off the powder.
Don't give the DM ideas!
Question. Hypothetically speaking, if you use a spell create water, it doesn't specify a zone, but it says a heavy downpour.
You do need to have a container for it.
No, not for create. To have the heavy downpour.
I think. I might be, anyway.
You can create a downpour. Just you can create a blob of water in the air to just like, whoosh.
Yeah,
but we don't want to wash it right now. It's glowing now.
No, not right now. Anyways, I'll ask it later. It's more a mechanic thing for that.
Okay. Well, I've hit it with the glowing powder, so now it's lit up, and I can't do anything else this turn. So I just go, ha ha.
Drug reference. I'm gonna have to roll an intelligence check on this. Just to know how she reacts to that. Regis and Detlef.
So Regis gonna run up the stairs past...
By the way, Detlef, she appeared. You had a prepared action.
Yeah, you did.
Oh shit, right, I did. Shoot, I did prepare action to shoot her.
Shoot your crossbow and...
23 to hit.
It looks like a crack die, but...
Hold on, not 23. That's Regis's bonus. It's plus 3, but still.
You hit. Roll for damage. You see the bolt just off her, which is quite weird because the bolt is probably bigger than the creature.
So damage resistance, I take it.
I did mention earlier that she has DR.
We talked about a lot of stuff.
Yeah, even I forgot about it. So when I was like, oh, wait, she has DR. I can give her back 5 HP.
Yeah.
Rain Regis?
So I'm gonna put my crossbow away, actually.
Okay.
Not even going to reload it.
Okay.
Regis is going to attack. Does a 16 hit?
No, a 16 does not hit.
Okay.
All right, that's your guys' turn. Devlet.
Is she still flying, by the way, Sam?
Yes.
How high is she up in the air?
She's 15 feet right now from the ground.
And the staircases, how high is that?
They are, well, this leads up to something 10 feet. They are about, I would say they lead about, 10 feet, half the chamber, spread across. In terms of height, you're 10 feet high in the air, and they just gradually bring up to the 10 feet up in the air.
Right. So Devlek's just going to instead do his classic firebolt for now.
All right.
I'm going to try to jump, but I don't think it's mechanically feasible for this Devlet. God damn it. Does a 14 hit touch?
Nope. So your firebolt just whizzes by her.
Damn it. All right. And I guess that's Devlek's turn.
All right. Astrid.
I use Agile Feet, the free action, to specify again. As free action, you can gain increased mobility for one round. For the next round, you ignore all difficult terrain and do not take any penalties for moving through it. You can use ability, blah, 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 blah. Okay, so I was good at... I'm going to ask if I can do this. Essentially, I'm going to move 5, 10, 15, 20, 20, 25, 30. Essentially, it'd be underneath the fucking thing, like right here, on the railing. By standing on the railing and doing a charge attack.
Hang on, you're so you hopped onto the railing and you ran up the railing?
Yes.
I mean, technically, he's got a 10-foot reach, so all he has to do is, like, kind of angle it as he's running, and he...
If I fall afterwards, I'm okay with that. It's just getting to that point to swing.
So your agile thing lets you ignore difficult terrain.
Yes.
I'm still going to have you roll acrobatics.
Okay.
I'm going to go by the rule of cool and allow it if you get a sufficient acrobatics, but you're running up railing that is
six.
Probably... you fall prone underneath her.
Okay.
Who chuckles a little bit. Like, you can tell she's trying not to laugh.
Like, you actually managed to hop onto that. You got one step in, but as you were trying to swipe, your weapon, your glaive, debalanced you, and you just, whoop, you flipped and
crack. Can I do an attack roll and see if I do hit it while I'm going underneath it?
Roll for it, but I'm going to give her significant bonuses because you're not even, you're no longer intentionally trying, you just, it would be essentially lucky for you to hit her at this point.
Nat 20.
That's essentially what you need. I'm allowing it because of rule of cool.
Nope. Okay. I'm on my ass.
No. Your thing rings off the railing.
Okay.
On her turn, she will move. Provoking attacks of opportunity from... Sorry, I moved Astrid, but... Oh, no, wait. I did not move Astrid at the start. There, Astrid there. I do provoke from Regis and from Sue.
20 to hit.
You hit. Roll for damage.
6 damage.
All right.
Take you... One.
You managed to hurt her. You see something... Some of it got through. Sue, you have an attack of opportunity, if you wish.
Yes. Attack of opportunity, I will. Sorry. My cat was assigned to destroy the hand-drawn map I was working on.
Oh, God.
So, you little fucker. Mm-hmm. Sorry. No, you're not going anywhere, Floof. I'm not laying you on my side right now. You're destroying my freaking map. Not good. Not good. 1d20... is it plus 6 or plus... I think it's plus 6, but for bypassing DR, it's plus 1.
Yeah, no, you don't manage to touch her, and going away, she will... given that her dagger managed to hit the last time, she's going to send her dagger back onto the Adelon. Oh, that is... A natural 19, and I think on a dagger, yeah, that's a critical threat. Probably unconfirmed. Does a 16 hit your AC?
On who?
Adelon.
Oh, Adelon.
I thought Adelon was attacking Sue.
No, it's attacking the Adelon because last turn it managed to hit it with its dagger. Does a 16 hit your AC?
No.
Alright, so that is an unconfirmed crit. 1 point of damage. Suzette, your turn.
Trying to handle the cat while... Alright. He's even less wise than Suzette, and that's saying something. one short of critting again. So 23 to hit.
What are you attacking?
I thought it was there. Well, I'm going to run to it and jump and attack. So, can I do that? Sorry, I thought it was right beside me for some reason.
It's 15 feet in the air with that. Roll an acrobatics.
Alright, I will roll an acrobatics. And I will, actually, since you're making me roll an acrobatics, I will use Daring Do. So I'm going to spend one panache point to make when making an acrobatics climb or escape artist or ride or fly or swim check and add 1d6 to the result. Can do after roll before result is revealed, but I'm going to use it right now anyway. So I'm going to roll acrobatics is plus 7, so it's going to be 1d20 plus 7 plus 1d6. Ah, forget the R. One moment. God damn it. Even with all that, 16.
You do not hit.
Oh, I do not jump high enough.
Oh, sorry. Well, sorry. That No, your 16 was your acrobatics check?
Yeah, to jump and hit it 15 feet in the eye. I'd be like jumping onto the stall and then jumping up to get it.
I'm going to say with that you got it.
Cool. Well, the 23 was to hit, so...
The 23 was to hit, so you hit, and you have a weapon that bypasses her DR, so roll for damage.
All right. So, minimum damage, 5.
You see, at least you see that all goes through.
Yeah, yeah, for this run at least.
And now you are in 5 feet of water.
Okay, I didn't land on the other side of skulls. I didn't roll high enough acrobatics yet.
With a 16, yeah, and I'm going to say that like you even managing to hit her on a 16 was generous.
Oh, yeah. But, no, it's all good. It's like, now cat in water.
Yeah. We just hit that laugh.
I'm going to cast acid splash at it.
Okay.
So I don't believe it had acid resistance.
You did not ask that.
You told us the resistances, and acid was not one of them.
I did not say the resistances. I said it had DR. I said it had invisibility.
You said it was immune to poison.
Yeah, I did not talk about its resistances. I said it was immune to electricity and poison. DR 5 cold, iron or good, invisibility, and fast healing.
So range touch, that's a 13?
No.
Right.
Your acid splashes lands in the pool. Narrowly missing a Sue again.
God, all of you are trying to kill me!
Regis, having seen Sue do her acrobatic mumbo jumbo, is going to try that you like her.
Oh god, now Regis is gonna land on me. Everybody's trying to kill the Sue.
Roll for acrobatics. He's
gonna try to climb and same result there, actually.
Yeah, same result, so go for it.
And
roll to hit and roll for damage.
25 to hit.
That's a hit. Roll for damage.
Come on, roll high. 7 damage.
Some of it goes through. Well, 2 damage goes through. You guys know. So you guys are managing to get to get through her. Good. I was scared. Divly.
So, Divly. Divlet is really having a bad time today. I don't know what is happening, but Divlet is not getting the good stuff.
Was that your firebolt?
That was my firebolt. I'm going to roll.
Yeah, roll again because you fumbled again. It got him
out. You want me to roll a D2?
No, I rolled a D2 on my end. And, of course, it got the Adelon again. Oh, fuck.
What do you want?
Remy's out for now, but 21 definitely hits his touch AC. Roll for damage.
I thought it was hitting me. I was like, God damn it, Devlock.
Doesn't it hit for minimum though?
Yeah, because of how I rolled it earlier with your hit, I'm gonna say it hit for minimum damage. What's the minimum damage on your firebolt? 1, 2?
2 points of damage.
All right, so somebody remind Remy that he has 2 points of damage on his Adelon when he comes back. Astrid.
I spend a move action to stand up.
Mm-hmm.
I want to do another charge. I'm going to use my free action to do the immunity to... I think I have only one... I'm going to write down that, actually. That was 2, now it's 3. I'm going to use it again, so it's going to be 4 uses. I have 2 more after this. And I'm going to do another charge jump thing, just like everybody else. And I'm going to cross my fingers.
Oh, God. Just going to, like, slam into me.
You can't... I'm going to rule that was a full round action that they did. You only already used your move action to stand up.
Oh, okay.
So... Okay. As much as it's rule of cool, I can't.
But it's a charge. damage.
Yeah, but we spent our full round like running acrobatics and then hitting. Yeah. So
instead though, my standard action will be I'll do what's a guide. Is it guidance? Yeah, I'll do guidance on myself.
Sure. Is she gonna do that or that again?
Did Astrid get hit by the firebolt?
You got hit by the firebolt.
Me?
Because he fumbled again.
Regis.
You just got hit by the firebolt for 2 damage. And I'm going to say that both of you being in 5 feet of water are going to get a -4 to your AC. And I think that just makes sense. You're swimming, literally.
Yeah,
I think there's
Essentially, I'm going to say that your dex bonus is denied. Because you can't move as swiftly.
Only our feet. If we were swimming, then yeah.
No, it's 5 feet deep water. You're swimming.
Oh, 5 feet deep. Oh, yeah.
Like, essentially, the stakes are 10 feet high basic. So you guys are in 5 feet deep water.
Sounds fair.
So dex bonus to AC is denied. She does not have rogue levels, so don't worry about that. I'm just wondering, she's how she is, so she's going to attack you right from there, and again, the Aelon does remain the preferred target for now. You are getting your dex bonus is denied, so 14 against regular AC?
Nope.
Damn, even with dex bonus denied.
He has very low dex, he only gets +1 for dex.
Oh, well then. All right, so she misses you, the dagger goes back to her, and she will move all the way up here, 15 feet in the air. Suzette, you are in 5 feet deep water, and you are surrounded by 10-foot stakes with skulls at the end.
Am I able to squeeze through those stakes?
They are much too close. They're like a fence.
All right, well, Sue then breaks out her claws and just like... tries to climb above it. I will.
I'm going to say DC 12.
All right. Well, no. Right. I'm wearing armor. I'll pretend I didn't hear your DC because I roll 1d20 -2 and then I have the option before it's declared to add my modifier my added thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's over 10, and I would normally assume 10, so.
Yeah, you just got it, so you get up to the top of the stakes painstakingly, and I'm going to say, that was your full move action.
Yeah, no, getting out of the water and everything. I get my sword back in my hand, and I set myself ready to attack, but yeah, I can't do anything else.
All right, Regis and Detlef.
All right, cold ice cream.
Speaking of, I want an ice cream sandwich.
Regis going to try to climb up.
Okay, I want ice cream. I'll be right back.
You make it. Full move action spent to get up to the top of the stakes.
All right. And I am going to do another acid splash.
13 does not hit her touch AC.
I think I rolled the exact same thing earlier.
Likely. Divly.
Divly.
By the way,
going to once again run like a crazy man. So you want to do one.
Hold up. Well, you can just calculate with the squares that you see.
I'm going to move over here.
3.
Okay.
4. 5. 6. 7. And did I take my... I don't think I did actually take my diagonal yet. Actually, scratch that, he did. So he's going to do 8. He's like, I'm coming for you, devil lady.
Well, usually you can do like one diagonal, one straight, one diagonal, one straight. From what I understand.
Pardon me?
I think the way you can do it is like one diagonal, one straight, one diagonal, one straight.
Oh, okay.
If you do 2 diagonal, then it counts as 2 straight. But if you do diagonal straight, I believe it's normal.
Yeah.
And that's how he's going to end his turn. running like crazy up and down the stairs.
All right, so that was Devlak's turn. Astrid.
Okay, so I just stand there just really frustrated. And she's like, God fucking sack of shit. I just mutter to myself, God, please give me the speed to leap and eviscerate that piece of shit. I cast Expeditious Retreat as a domain spell, specifically asking for that. Increases my movement speed by 30 feet. And I'm going to ready my, I just wait. My move action is not really used right now. Unless you're going to let me do half my movement this turn and then do my standard action next turn. Like do my jump this turn and do my attack next turn.
Well, you can cast and move.
Yeah, well, yeah. You still have your full move action, but the quasit is over here now.
Yeah, I know. She was going to do the jumping thing like everybody else did, but now that her movement speed is increased by 30 feet, it's going to increase her long jump distance. She's hoping to clear the room in one movement and then do an attack next turn.
If you have an extra 30 feet of movement, you can move up to where she is right now and next turn have an attack.
Okay, so I'm doing the jump thing again too and jumping from these skulls. For a height
event. Well, hang on. I don't. I thought you wanted to get under her.
No, I want to get. Unless I can. I guess I can do at least 5 foot high jump. I do have reach. So.
Because if you want to get on those, you need an acrobatics.
Yeah, I'll do the acrobatics. I'll do the free action. You know what? Never mind. I'm just going to move here.
Okay.
And can I do the jump this turn and then do the attack next turn, right?
Well, right now I don't know why you want to do the jump and get there. Because
I'm moving there, then from here I'm going to do the jump. High jump. Of at least 5 feet so I can be in reach for the reach attack. For next turn.
So next turn you're gonna want to start moving to jump and hit her. Because right now what's your move action right now?
60 feet.
Yeah, but your move action is to go there.
And then do a run jump.
You use your standard action, and she's probably going to move as you try to move, right? Your standard action was to cast Expeditious Retreat?
Yeah, she wouldn't be there by the time I...
Mm-hmm. I mean, okay. you can reposition... With 60 feet of movement,
I'll go into that corner. I'll go into that corner and just wait until next turn. I'll just see where she goes from there.
Yeah. Right. On her turn, as predicted, she's going to.
I was going to say, I'm 15 feet, or I'm 5 feet, or 10 feet up in the air, standing on the skull spikes. So,
which is something I'm. You and Regis, which is something I'm taking into consideration.
Yeah.
I think she would move up to here and just... I'm going to roll a D100 to see if that provokes or not from you, specifically.
Not from Devlak, because she'd be passing right above his head, so he could go like...
She's 15 feet in the air, so she's 10 feet over his head. It's more like you, would you like...
Fair enough.
92. Yeah. I'll give it to you.
Sue will just belly flop into the water if she can get an attack anyway. So, mm-hmm.
So roll to hit.
Come on, I need a crit, baby. I haven't gotten a crit all night. Or actually, I got one crit. But there's the second one! There we go.
Roll to confirm.
Auto confirm.
Please confirm.
I thought it was auto
confirm. Auto crit. It's
auto crit, so roll double damage. And that all bypasses her DR.
So it's it's a D6 twice and the plus 4 twice?
Yeah, so it's 2D6 plus 8.
And I regain a point of panache.
Jeez. You've got 19 points of damage. Holy shit.
Well, I mean, it's a crit, so...
Yeah.
And my character is based around getting a rapier crit, so...
Mm-hmm.
A rapey crit.
So
I like to stick it in them. As Sue would say.
All right.
That's exactly what Sue says. I like to stick it in them.
So you see, you see your rapier actually starts. It pierces a bit of her skin, and as she's moving, it actually carves downward a small bit, and she is losing a significant amount, because for us, a small bit of flesh, for her being a tiny creature, is quite a significant amount of deep cut. And now you said you belly flopped into the water because of that, right?
Yeah, so just plop.
So now you are, yeah, you have no dex bonus to your AC. Returning dagger coming up to you, and that is definitely a hit with a 27.
Yeah.
For 2 points of damage.
Oh, just 2 points? Yeah, I'll take 2 points.
Uh-huh. To having dealt that much damage? Yeah. Plus you bypass all DR, so it is your turn after having been stuck with a dagger.
I wouldn't be able to move to her and attack her this round because I'm flopped into the water.
Yeah, you need you're essentially prone, but just like on the surface issue. You need a move action to just like stand up, and then probably another one to get out of.
Yeah, I'm just looking, seeing if there's anything else I would do. Actually, daring.
Unless you had a dart in your hand, I wouldn't see a way for you to attack her this turn.
No, I'm just looking, seeing if she has any weird swashbuckler thing. No, that's later. Sorry. The swashbucklers have other things to get up from prone.
Keep up, that starts at level 3.
Yeah. I wasn't sure anymore. Okay, so I'll get out of the pool of water as my standard action, and I will move up to close to them, but then I can't attack or anything. I'm just close up to it.
Sounds good. Regis and Detlef.
I waggle my eyebrows at it suggestively. That's yeah.
It's just, or maybe.
If you want to do that, what I'm going to tell you is, because you're essentially trying a 10-foot jump there.
Yeah, he's trying to run up to it to attack it. Can you do that?
Make an acrobatics just to see if this takes, like, because you're essentially trying to jump off that, and I just want to see how you land. 9, you didn't get 10, so you can get. Do the line again that you were doing.
I'm on the wrong tool. It is.
Yeah, you know what? I'll give it to you.
All right. So he's going to squeeze right by her. Actually, he's going to go straight under the closet. It's flying. It's tiny anyway, so I can share a square with it anyways, even if it's on my square.
Yep.
And attack. Come on.
You just swipe the air. Detlef?
Detlef, however, try another acid splash. Does 19 hit touch AC?
19 hits touch AC, roll for damage. Okay. Actually, I'm going to save you that roll. The acid just falls off her, and she essentially ignores your acid splash.
I'm going to take out my crossbow.
Sounds good.
Great.
Devly.
So Devlet is going to do classic Devlet. He's like, damn, I'm running through out of fireballs, but I guess 7 times the charm. And he's going to try to shoot this evil thing with another fireball, hoping it touches for once.
It touches.
22.
And what's the, you definitely touch her. What's the dice on your firebolt?
The damage is fire.
Fire damage, but how? What's the maximum damage you can do?
The maximum is 7.
I'm gonna save you the roll. Much like the acid that hit her, she doesn't even notice the firebolt hitting her back.
Damn it. Alright.
It just.
I guess Dave Ledge is gonna have to improvise. Shit. Alright. Question. Okay. For my next turn. Let's say hypothetically, Devlak were to take a bear trap in his hand, run, and try to grabs it. This is what he's gonna do next turn. If you,
oh my god, I'm gonna take 2 weeks to think about it.
All right, I'll give you some time to think about it.
But that's I should end us on a high note.
Perfect.
I should.
Okay. I'm trying to see if faster beast move. There we go. Plus four. There we go. That's what I was looking for. Okay. So I get a plus four to my acrobatics. I'm going to do a run or movement onto this and then here and then jump. Or like it's continuous. I'm not stopping.
You have a reach weapon. Roll a good acrobatics and I'm going to allow it. So essentially what you're trying to do here is just jump on that.
Jump
on that. No, you belly flop in the middle.
Yeah. You mean like here or here or here?
Yeah, there. There.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So yeah, you just gave yourself a hard time there.
I don't have any ranged weapons outside my reach, and doing a high jump is not very easy with her.
Mm-hmm. This combat is unforgiving.
Especially since I'm last and the area is occupied by two people already, I can't get underneath mm-hmm. everybody else.